Hi, I'm Chase Bunker, but you're not here for me. You're here for my guest. He is a popular actor. You've seen him in The Righteous Gemstones, My Girl, and of course, Home Alone. You can see him at the Florida Theater on December 3rd for a nostalgic night with Macaulay Culkin featuring a screening of Home Alone. Tickets on sale now. He is Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay, how are you?
I'm wonderful. It'd be weird if you were going to say, and it's Daniel Stern. Like, you know, it's like a nostalgic night with Macaulay Culkin. And, you know, I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. That reminds me of, like, there's an old Simpsons joke where, like, oh, that is a picture of Sean Connery signed by Roger Moore. Like, that'd be weird to have a Macaulay Culkin night with Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. Oh, honestly, you're ruining one of my jokes from that night. So, yeah.
Oh, darn.
I do a very similar bit on stage. So, yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's good.
Just a nice little taste of what's happening. One thing I didn't realize was that from like 1988 to 94, you were just working on a lot of movies, from Uncle Buck, Home Alone, Richie Rich, Pagemaster. I imagine that's got to be a lot just for any actor, let alone like a kid actor.
Yeah, it certainly was. For me back then, I didn't really have perspective. I kind of just, you know, one thing after another. You know, you don't know any better, you know, when you're younger. It's when you get older with age, you go, oh crap, that was quite the workload. I kind of didn't realize it at the time. I was kind of just doing what I was told and being professional, memorizing my lines, hitting my lights, you know, like things like that. So it was kind of just, for me, it was kind of a default setting until I kind of took some steps away.
When did you realize that was actually a lot that you had to take on?
Again, it's kind of when I quit. When I was 14 years old, I just quit and just said, I think I'm done. I hope you all had fun making money because there's no more coming from here. And I kind of just hung out and just chilled out and never really thought I was going to kind of engage in any of this kind of stuff before, but, you know, or at least ever again. And I kind of just, you know, I had to do that for my own mental health. And once I got older, I realized this was not this was something that found me. I didn't find it. And so I started kind of embracing it in a different kind of way.
Was it awkward then seeing like Rory, your brother Rory, and Kiernan also like taking up acting as well after you're taking this break?
No, not at all. I want everyone to pursue their passions, man. Like, you know, yeah, and they, you know, especially like Rory in particular, man, that kid works more than all the rest of the Culkins combined. I mean, he just churns the stuff out, and he's always just, you know, I'll just see something from him, and he's like, oh, he's in Budapest shooting something, or like in Tokyo doing something weird and stuff. He's, you know, he's the kooky Culkin. Everyone has their own path, man. And so, like, yeah, they're doing their thing.
I want to talk a little bit about Home Alone. With every successful movie comes a lot of merchandise. My wife bought me some coffee creamer from work. This was before she even knew that I was talking to you today. And it was Frosted Sugar Cookie Home Alone Edition. And so I got to know, what is the weirdest Home Alone tie-in merch you've ever seen?
Oh, geez. I remember for the second one, there was all kinds of goofy things floating around. You know, I mean, yeah, some of the standard stuff like scarves and hats. Yeah, whatever. I just remember they had like Home Alone 2 Frisbees. It was like a Frisbee. And I was just like, okay, I don't know what to think of that. And how very winter of them. How very seasonal of them. You know, yeah. I think that was the one that kind of like, I was like, all right, cool. This thing has gone off the rails a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yes, the infamous Frisbee scene, of course, in Home Alone. Whenever I think of Frisbees.
Yes, of course. Summertime, Frisbees, you know, dance party on the beach. Boom, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Of course, with a lot of people associate, like, Home Alone as, like, one of their favorite Christmas movies. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
It's actually Home Alone. It really is. And the second one as well. Honestly, I love showing it to my kids. It means something else to me right now, you know. But I mean, outside of my personal bias, you know, I like Elf. I am of the camp, you know, it's 50-50 on this. I'm of the camp that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. It's just set at Christmas. Christmas Story, that's kind of what everyone, like, at least my age group, that's what they cut their teeth on. You know, yeah, you can't forget that. Oh, don't forget Scrooge. Everyone forgets Scrooge, man. That's an awesome movie. So, yeah, don't forget that one.
I am of the camp that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. We'll have that debate another day. I want
you. You know what? Fight me on the moon. I swear to God.
All right. I'll fight you on your birthday. How about that? So we have a date settled. We'll do that.
No, I'll fight you on your birthday.
How dare you? That is a sacred day. What I'm kind of curious about, like, you mentioned that to your kids are now watching it. Can you describe to me what it was like to, like, show your kids, like, hey, by the way, Daddy used to be in this movie. Like, what was their reaction, like, seeing that?
Oh, they have no idea. It's still a secret. They don't know it's me.
Really?
They just watch it, and then, oh, that's Kevin. And Kevin is awesome. And Kevin is so smart and clever and sets all those traps and all those things. My oldest actually thinks it's him in the movie. I'll sit there. I'll watch him, and I go, you remember when you wouldn't let the burglars in the house? He's like, yep. You remember when you set those traps? He's like, yep. He's like, you remember going down the stairs in a sleigh? He goes, sure do. And I just turn to him and go, you liar. You're such a liar. But also, I have a friend of mine who said, like, you know what? I said, of all the kids on the planet Earth, he's the one kid that can say, yeah, he's the closest kid on planet Earth to say he's Kevin McAllister. So I give him that. I'm just waiting for that day where he kind of just looks over at me side-eyed and go, hey, wait a second. And, like, you've been lying to me this entire time. But I know we're never going to have that moment because some kid at recess is going to spoil it for me. I just know it.
I imagine that's going to be the more difficult conversation than the, just in case if any other kids are listening to this, the SANTA conversation.
Yeah, no, my kids are 3 and 4. And so, I'm going to keep that illusion up for as long as possible. You know, yeah, so don't you worry.
I want to talk about, you were recently in the I Like Me documentary for John Candy. You worked with him on Uncle Buck. What, this is a fun story that you happen to have with John Candy.
John was amazing. I worked with him on technically 3 projects. I worked with him on Uncle Buck, and he was also in Home Alone, and I was also briefly in Only the Lonely with him. He was so cool. It was one of those things where, you know, it's that whole that cliche, the Fatty Arbuckle, never work with kids or animals, you know, that kind of thing. And he was always really cool with us. I just remember what he liked about me was that I was always playing liar's poker with the Teamsters. I'm like this 8-year-old and stuff like that. And I got a big rubber band wad of $1 bills playing liar's poker with the Teamsters. And I think he always got a real big kick out of that. I just remember the first time I auditioned for Uncle Buck. I don't even remember if we even did the script during the first one. I can't remember a lot from it, but I remember sliding through his legs. I remember kind of holding on to one of them while he was walking around with me and stuff. I think he liked the fact that it was a fearless kid, and then I was a kid that I had chops, and then I could keep up with him, and not only that, just go. I could go with him, and so he always showed me a lot of respect, and he was a singular creature in this world.
Real quick, you have Fallout Season 2 premiering in December. You're also in that. Can you tell us anything about your character, or are you sworn to secrecy right now?
I cannot tell you, but at the same time, if you are a fan of New Vegas, I think you'll very much enjoy where we're going with it and what I am doing with it. They've already done the teaser and another trailer, and there's a reason why they're only showing a certain amount of me. Let's put it that way.
I think I know who you're going to play, but I know you can't confirm it, but I think I know.
I can't. You know what it is? I posted the teaser on my Instagram, and only one person guessed it right, and I hearted it. And then I waited 20 minutes and I unhearted it. Just to mess with that person. No, I swear. It was the one thing I hearted, and I took it away from them. So as soon as they could show their friends, it was gone. Like, yeah, so that's about as close to a hint as you'll ever get from me.
Oh, you devious son of a gun. You can see him.
I'm no Tom Holland. No spoilers here. You know, yeah.
Okay. You can see him at the Florida Theater on December 3rd. Tickets on sale now. Macaulay, before we go, I want to ask you the same questions I ask all my guests here. Are you ready?
I'm not sure. I will prepare myself, though.
All right, here we go. What is the most played song on your playlist?
The most played song on my playlist right now? Black Betty by the Ram Jams.
Guilty Pleasure Band.
Guilty Pleasure Band. Oh, geez. You know, I'm just going to give you the, I'm going to give you the aha. I'm going to say that just because no one can, everyone tries to karaoke it, but no one can hit the high notes and they forget about that.
Challenge accepted. Favorite song you like to belt it out to, no matter how good or how bad you sound?
Oh, okay. I got two. One of them is My Way by Frank Sinatra. Brenda, she's seen me do it way too many times. She's tired of it. And also, girls just want to have fun, man. I do it from a dude's perspective. It's amazing.
If you could eat one meal for a week, what is it?
Oh, one meal for a week. I mean, geez. You know what? How about this? Just, let's say Campbell's Homestyle chicken noodle soup. How about that? With some saltine crackers. Boom.
Drink of choice. It could be alcoholic or non-alcoholic.
I've been drinking a lot of vitamin water. I'm on that kind of kick. I'm off the sauce. So it's like, yeah, no, I just drink anything citrusy, orange, citrus flavored, you know, anything like that.
Favorite superhero?
Oh, I'm Incredible Hulk. I'm the Incredible Hulk. I love the Incredible Hulk. He's my favorite.
To help settle a bet, do you think Mega Man is a superhero?
That's a good gray area, man. Oh gosh, you got me scratching my head. Okay, if we open that door, then we have to open the door to Mario. Is Mario a superhero? Because they both have powers and so forth, power ups and so forth. You know, I'm going to say a very soft no, just for the sake of brevity.
Oh, that's a soft disappointment.
Listen, you think Die Hard's a Christmas movie. So, you know, again, we'll have plenty of things to knife fight about when I come to town.
All right. Good to know. Favorite internet video?
Favorite internet video? I don't know. I'm going to give you an easy one. I'm going to say Chocolate Rain. Boom.
Classic.
Kind of a gateway drug for people, you know, yeah.
And finally, give me your spiciest hot take. Could be about anything in life.
Oh, hot take. There's two kinds of people in this world. There's people who live over here, and there's people who live in the over there.
You can see him at the Florida Theater on December 3rd. Tickets on sale now. Macaulay Culkin, thanks a lot for coming on. And, happy late birthday. I'll try to remember next time.
Thanks. You too, man. Yeah, I'll try to remember your birthday as well.
Yeah, we'll try.